Hey guys, how are you? Thank you so much for joining me back on Let's Be Honest. This is your girl Ropani. I am deeply grateful for each and every one of you guys for joining me on this journey. I do have another wonderful interview for you guys today. Girl, do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
My name is Easter, like the holiday.
How are you doing, Easter? Happy Easter.
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, doing great. Thank you. Thanks so much for joining me today. So what I've been doing is just asking random life questions, getting to know everybody and what made them who they are, the person today. So the questions are totally random. There's no timer on it. Take your time answering these questions, and we'll go ahead and get started whenever you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, awesome. So your first question is, what are you hiding?
I'll say my past.
You have? Did you want to elaborate on that?
I don't talk about my past much. I focus on my future, and I feel like I hide it out of shame.
Oh, okay. All right. Awesome. Well, I'm sorry. Did you want to talk about it? Did you ever get a chance to talk about it, or you just want to keep it closed and just move forward?
One day I would love to publicly talk about it, but
Right now is not the time.
right now I'm a little heavy-hearted about it.
And that's no problem, girl. The journey takes a while. At least you recognize it, and you take your time.
Yep.
What's a question you seem to always be asking yourself, but you feel like you never get the answer to?
What's the meaning of life? Why am I here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I ask that question at least 100 times a day. What is this? Like, what's going on? What's the meaning of this reality?
Yeah. I definitely ask myself that too all the time. It would be great if we would have like a blueprint or something. But yeah, everybody is just here figuring it out. We're all on this journey.
Yeah.
What is something you're ashamed of?
Wow.
Do
I'll say my past again. It was a mess. My early past, I'll say I was ashamed of it, but I'm learning to overcome it and conquer it.
Yeah, that's definitely awesome. You have to recognize your past in order
Oh,
to move forward.
pictures. Some pictures are just, wow. I'm ashamed of them. Like, why are they still on the internet?
Like those
Oh, good. You know which ones I'm talking about. Oh,
Facebook.
Lord have mercy. They're just so bad.
They're still there for memories, girl.
Oh,
Like,
no.
oh my God. Oh, that's a good one for sure.
Yeah.
What do you think is stopping you
From
from moving forward, from doing anything in life?
oh, fear sometimes.
Yeah. What's one
Fear
thing
of
you're scared of?
regrets. My regrets. I dwell on my regrets and my mistakes a lot. So that's one thing I am afraid to do is fail myself.
Okay. Definitely. And you're working on that right now, taking it day by day. Yeah. Awesome. When was the last time you apologized to either yourself or someone?
With true meaning, I don't know, probably a while ago. I don't know. I try not to apologize to people until I really mean it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that definitely makes sense because it needs to be very true and wholeheartedly. You can't right. say sorry just because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like people sense. Say sorry in the moment because that's what needs to be said.
Yeah, you're definitely right. All right, this is another one. What's a secret you have?
Oh, dear. That oh man, I have so many, I don't even know which one to pick from.
What's a good one?
I love African food as much as I love African food. Love it, love it, love it. Love Aseda, actually.
Yeah? Aseda's oh, yeah. your favorite?
My God. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. as much as I talk about African food, I absolutely love Aseda.
Yeah. Aseda with some collard greens. Collard greens mm-hmm. or beans?
Mula combo. Yes.
Girl, I miss that so much. Oh my God, yeah.
And my biggest secret yet is I have a big agenda for my future, for the future.
Oh, I'm excited. That will
fulfill itself, yep, in about 10 years' time.
Oh, I'm excited. 10 years. All right, the countdown's going to start.
Yep.
Awesome. And then what is the biggest lie you tell yourself?
Biggest what?
Lie.
That I like working out. It's something I'll probably never do. I do not like it. It just feels like punishment to me.
You don't like sweating? Or
nah, man. I absolutely hate the gym, hate working out. It's just a facade every time you see me there. Pretending.
Well, at least you get up and you try.
Gosh, I only do it once a year, and I'll make sure it's on camera when I do.
Oh my God, but you know how to take care of yourself other ways, so.
Yeah.
What's the moment you left childhood behind?
What's
the
what?
Moment you left your childhood behind?
Also, when I opened Rainy Days, it just made me close a chapter and open a new chapter in my life. And I was just excited and excited for what's to come.
Yeah.
And I just thought, I'm 22 now. I might as well move on and see what's out yeah, there.
That's awesome. Discovering new world, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's awesome. What do you think is missing from your life right now?
Myself, I feel like in the process of getting my future going, I kind of lost myself. So I wanted to find myself and rebuild it. Mm-hmm. A relationship.
Self-love. Yeah, that's awesome. Do you believe in the higher power?
Yes.
Awesome. And your last question, what are you ready to let go of?
Let's go back to that last question.
You want to talk more about it? All yeah, right, go ahead. The floor is yours.
I want to make it clear how I feel about it.
Go ahead.
I do believe, absolutely, I do believe there is something greater than all of us. I don't believe in a male figure sitting up there judging me. But I believe that higher power is manifested in all of us.
Steve.
Just waiting to be.
All right, guys. Sorry about that. We lost connection. But I'll let you go ahead and talk about what you were saying about the higher power.
I just feel like that higher power is in all of us, not out of us. So, yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah.
You know what? Just take my first answer. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. All right, and then last question. What are you ready to let go of?
Fear.
Okay.
Fear stops a lot of things. It stops living life and, you know, it stops a lot of things. And I want to be courageous and outspoken and bold. And I have to let go of fear in order to do that.
Yeah, definitely. Fear does stop a lot of things and people from living the life they want or even just doing anything that they want to do.
Right. Awesome. And if I can encourage people to let go of fear, I'm so happy to do that.
Yeah, that's beautiful. What's one thing you want to like let the listeners know about like letting go of fear that you've learned so far?
It's not as scary as you think it is. Once you let go of, once you conquer the first goal that you have, it gets easier and easier and easier. It becomes like a routine. Oh, dang it. My phone's off. Okay, let me start all over. Ask the question again. Sorry.
No, you're good. That's funny. You can keep going.
So that fear. Dang it. Wow. Interviews, man. I never knew it was this hard. I would make fun of people like, man, answer the damn question. Okay.
Never let fear get in the way. You can always conquer whatever goal you would like to accomplish. And once you accomplish the first one, it becomes like a muscle memory. It becomes easier and easier and easier until fear is nothing but
just a word, basically.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm stuck.
Yeah, that's really awesome. That's beautifully said. Did you want to end with anything else? Anything else you wanted to add?
No, I'm really happy I got to do this. I hope I improve next time and do a part two.
Of course, girl.
I just want to let everyone know to be happy, live free.
You know what, here I am? How about this? Send me the questions ahead of time so I can...
No.
Where?
It's a surprise, B. It's a surprise. Oh, no,
this is so bad.
Nah, girl.
Okay, but you know what? I like it because it was playful and I'm just having fun.
Yeah, definitely. That was my goal.
Okay. Edit whatever you need to edit. I'm sorry. I made it so...
No, I really like this. I don't think I'm gonna edit this. This is funny. Yeah, this is really funny. But yeah, I definitely enjoyed it. You were really fun.
God. Me too. It was fun.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, guys, thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to check out my Instagram at Let's Be Honest for more podcasts. My poetry, all my writing, my photography is also on there. And I also do have merchandise now. Don't forget to check out my Etsy page at etsy.com/shop/ Let's Be Honest Gifts. Actually, sorry about that. And yeah, also I do take donations, you guys. My link is on my Instagram page. So go ahead and check me out on there. Much love, you guys. Have a blessed day.